the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually, and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English we have this program every day. But today is so special because today is the martyrdom anniversary of a great commander, of a great general, General Qasem Soleimani.
Chased by wolves, followed by a hawk, on the battlefield you took your final walk. You took my breath when you said goodbye, but then again, heroes never die. Your final words were stay the course, trust in God, the everlasting source. Don't give in to the enemy's plots. Resist with faith, go against the odds. Your way I follow, oh my hero, unbreakable soul.
Today, Sunday, is the 28th of Jamadil Awal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the 12th of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Accept our condolences on the martyrdom of a great man, General Qasem Soleimani.
Your blood was spilled, but it nourished my roots. I then became a tree with many fruits. The fruits are love, courage, and resolve. You've made me a soldier, so you I salute. Your way I follow, oh my hero.
General Soleimani was a culture, and culture cannot be assassinated. The American terrorists, who have the blood of millions of people in the world on their hands, assassinated General Soleimani in the hope of getting rid of their nightmares. They should know that Soleimani was not a person, a culture based on resistance, defending oppressed, and confronting international terrorism. The culture has originated from the uprising of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, on the day of Ashura. As the nightmares of Yazid did not end by shedding Imam Hussein's blood and his caliphate was not stabilized, the Yazid's nightmare in the White House will not end and will speed up their collapse. The resistance movement against tyranny and arrogance has not been stopped with the assassination of former commanders in Iran, Lebanon, Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, and Syria, and it will be not be terminated this time either.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر. We learn from our narrations that the Imam of our time عليه السلام will avenge the pure blood which was spilled upon the sands of Karbala. It's related that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, surely for the murder of Al-Hussein there is a heat in the hearts of the believers which shall never subside. We now find something similar being mentioned by the leadership. The avenging of this pure blood which was spilled is in fulfilling the mission of these great individuals, of that final victory at the hands of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. The Shahada of Shaheed Qasem Soleimani and Shaheed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis left a heaviness in all of our hearts, because we realized what exemplary human beings we have now been separated from. We mourned, but the question is, what do we do now? Brothers and sisters, we are living in extremely sensitive and exciting times. We've all heard about the age of the appearance. We've all heard about that magnificent age in which humanity will begin to truly live in this world. This will take place after the reappearance of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam. However, at times it's as if we think this story is destined for a different planet. It's as if this story is just a story we repeat and pass on from generation to generation. But the reality is, this story is absolute truth, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has promised us this magnificent ending. And this ending is for this very world in which we live. Now, when we look at what will happen close to the age of the reappearance, and we evaluate what's happening around us today, this creates an excitement within our hearts. Great things are happening, dear brothers and sisters. And great individuals like Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis and Shahid Qasim Soleimani are doing their part to ensure they're part of this movement and mission. Would we like it if the Imam alayhi salam reappeared tomorrow, yet we are too embarrassed to look him in the face, to look into his eyes, because we did nothing to hasten his reappearance. We did nothing to be part of his movement. Everyone else, our friends, our colleagues, individuals we knew, the Imam greets them and welcomes them and honors them and praises them and tells them, I'm pleased with you because you helped my mission in my absence. Would we like to be that person who watches as everyone else is awarded that honor and glory by the Imam for being part of his mission, is entrusted with great things, while we are there bowing our heads in shame? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his mission. That's a promise. The question is, will we be part of it or not?
General Soleimani's legacy, unifying the resistance against imperialism and hegemony. General Soleimani played a major transnational role across borders and sectarian lines to unite the resistance movements in the region to enable them to confront the vicious plans of the America, Zionist and Saudi regimes to divide and control the countries of the region. Second, for his extraordinary role in assisting the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah, who was at war with the Israeli occupation of South Lebanon and was able to liberate the South in the May of 2000. He continued to assist through the 2006 Israeli aggression against Lebanon until his assassination. The third is General Soleimani's role in promoting the Palestinian resistance in the Gaza Strip without any factional or sectarian discrimination. Fourth, General Soleimani played a great military role in the Joint Operation Room against ISIS through the 10 years of terrorist war against Syria. Fifth, General Soleimani also played a great role in assisting the Iraqi resistance movement, regardless of their religious or political backgrounds. The general was a man of ethics, principles, and passion, an exceptional military general with strategic thinking and diplomatic skills. He was assassinated while he was on a diplomatic mission.
جيشك أمريكا ونزلزل أركان المشهد أقسم يا قاسم لن نهدأ صاروخ النار على المرصد وسنحرق جيشك أمريكا ونزلزل أركان المشهد.
Ethical characteristics of martyr Qasem Soleimani. Soleimani's actions in the region were not limited to the fight against ISIS, and there were many other examples of his activities in previous years. All of these made him an international inter-ethnic figure for the people of the region who were under the attack of ISIS. His assassination in Iraq provoked the reaction of many non-Muslim personalities, and Christians mourned for him in their churches. His assassination sparked widespread protests in various countries and even in the United States. Meanwhile, the mainstream media has always tried to portray Qasem Soleimani as being a supporter of terrorism and a threat to world security. But what the people of the region understood with their heart and soul was his tolerant spirit, which went past differences in religion and ethnic origin, as well as his relentless efforts to fight ISIS and restore security to the region. General Qasem Soleimani was the realization of this worldview toward humanity. He successfully managed to unite people of different races and ethnicities around a single goal, which was fighting for the security of a region filled with different religions, races, and ethnicities.
Now is the time for us to think and ponder and reevaluate ourselves. What are we doing with our lives? What are we doing for the sake of Islam? The likes of Shahid Qasem Soleimani and Shahid Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, they gave the absolute sacrifice for the sake of Islam. They have something to show the Imam of their time in their record. Do we have something to show him? It's time that we look within ourselves and think very, very carefully about what we're really doing in our lives, the decisions that we are making. How are we spending our youth? Which career paths are we choosing? What are we choosing to invest the biggest capital that we have, which is our own time and lives, into? Which path are we following? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala present in any of our decisions? Is what the leadership has asked of us present in any of our decisions? These great shuhada, they did their part in carrying the load that was given to them by the leadership. Will we do our part? The movement of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam has already started, and many, many sincere individuals are working towards realizing that final victory. What am I doing? What are you doing? Are we going to be left behind? This shahada is a wake-up call for all of us. Alhamdulillah, we're feeling this emotion and this passion and this love and this anger. These are fantastic emotions. These are heavenly feelings. But it's not enough to only feel, dear brothers and sisters. What are we going to make of these feelings? Now that these feelings have somewhat subsided, now is the real test. What am I going to do? What are you going to do for the movement of Islam, for Islam to progress and flourish? Whether we like it or not, we are currently playing some kind of role regarding the movement of truth. That could be a role in which we are helping further this movement. It could be a role in which we are stopping this movement from progressing. And let us not forget that history has taught us that the majority of individuals who slowed down the movement of truth and became barriers in the path of truth were not individuals who themselves opposed the movement of truth openly. Rather, they were individuals who failed to do as they were required at the time they were required to do it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are truly loyal and of service and of use to Islam, to the Imam of our time, and to the leadership, inshallah.
God bless him and accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of this great general, General Qasem Soleimani. That was the end of our program. Till then, fi amanillah.
أخو سلمان ونريده أمان المذهب بيده لأن من الله تزديده سليمان أراني شفنا النصر بعيونه جمعهم ما يردونه راعبهم ينادونه سليماني رجل مشهود العزم بارود قال النصر للشيعة للشيعة زمان يصيح شكل الريح رصاص مدلق يطيعه يطيعه
Food for thought.
Hello, dear friends. For your information, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, while referring to a verse in the original Evangel, which God had revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, has supplicated to Creator of the universe in the following words. O Allah, I verily beseech you by the ayah by whom you commanded your servant Jesus, the son of Mary, peace be upon him, to call you. Then you answered him, and he revived the dead, cured the blind, and the leper with your permission. And by your revelation, he told of mysteries with your grace, kindness, and mercy. Praise be to you, Lord of the heavens and the earth, Lord of the worlds. He is the dominion in the heavens and the earth. He is the magnificent, the wise. Come between us and our enemies and help us against them, O our Master and Lord.
Join us in this journey, IRIB English Radio.
Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. We see in certain traditions that in order for a good or a virtue to become manifest, the opposite of it needs to obviously be removed, because the opposite becomes a veil, it becomes a barrier for which that virtue, that good thing, that good act, that moral trait, it becomes a barrier for that to be manifested. It blocks it. So in some traditions we see that, there are opposites in this thing, that in order for this to be manifested, that needs to be removed. If this is not removed, then this obviously cannot be manifested in its entirety. So you see in this tradition from Hazrat Zahra Salamullah Alayha, where she speaks about a particular matter that will enable a person to reach the understanding of a particular concept. And it's a very deep tradition. We'll just mention it and hopefully, inshallah, try and explain as much as possible. So, the hadith speaks about the concept of shirk. Now, shirk in its many forms. So again, here shirk may mean, you know, that absolute, you know, giving a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they are, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not one, He's not absolute, He's, and so on and so forth, the concept of shirk. But it's also another shirk that we all know of, that is what is known as shirk al-khafi, or the lesser shirk, where we do not see another Lord in action, or another Lord, but we see that the intermediaries between myself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we take them as being independent. This is also something that we need to be aware of, that there is nothing in this world that has independence. There's nothing in the cosmos, there's nothing in the created world. Again, when I say created world, I mean everything, not just this world, everything. There's nothing in creation that's independent except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For He is the only necessary being, He is the only essential being. Everything else gets it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, in this tradition, she speaks about shirk. And she says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made and forbidden shirk. Again, both of them could be possible, but obviously leaning towards the first one, which is that shirk in terms of joining partners or ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not taking monotheism as the absolute. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that forbidden in order for His lordship to become clear, to become pure. That a person understands the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a pure manner. And again, the concept of lordship, what it actually means, inshallah, for another time, we don't have time to complete what we mean by rububiyyah. And why does it become ikhlas? Inshallah, for another time. Until then, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasir Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك. Welcome back, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and also our dear students from Sevier International School. Okay, in the previous session, we talked about Fathatain, Kasratain, and Dhammatain. How would you say them?
An, in, on.
That's it. Great. That much?
Nan, in, on.
Yeah. Easy as that. Yeah? Simple as that.
So,
we said that whenever we see a tanween, either fatha, kasra, or dhamma on the top, bottom of a letter, okay, we have to make the sound of noon. And one important point we mentioned, what was that? It was about tanween fatha. Whenever it comes at the end of a word or at the end of an ayah, and there is one alif after that, you have to change the sound of tanween, the sound of noon, to
Alif.
Okay, for example, sab'an becomes sab'a. Shidadan becomes shidada.
Great. Khifafan becomes khifafa.
That's it.
Tibaqan.
Yeah,
tibaqan. Shifafan.
Yeah. Okay. So in this session, look, one of the ways, okay, that helps us be able to read the Quran is another sign that we have on the letters of the Quran, and that is the sign of
sukun.
Great sukun. Okay, the sign of sukun. You remember I told you about the harakat, the history of this harakat? Yeah? The letters first didn't have any harakat.
Yes.
Okay, so they started, okay, creating some harakat, some movements, okay, some signs, okay, trying to help us identify and easily say the words. Now look, some of those letters, whenever the Arab speakers, the Quran, the early Muslims, okay, whenever they were saying, okay, some of these letters didn't have any A sound, A sound, or O sound. Yes, Mahdi?
Yeah. Right.
They didn't have A, O sound. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So what did they do? Because in order to not to get it wrong, yes,
they put
a sign signs on the top of that letter which didn't have any A, O sound. So what is sukun? Sukun means that the letter doesn't have any A, O sound. Fatha, kasra, dhamma. The letter does not have fatha, kasra, dhamma. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
So what is the sign of sukun? The sign of sukun is like?
O.
An O? Yeah, a small O, English O. Yes? Or a small doll. Like a small doll. Yes?
Yes.
A kind of bended doll.
Yeah, okay? Too much
bended. So that is the sign of sukun. Whenever you see on the top of any letter, okay, so it means you shouldn't produce the sound of a, a, o with that one. It doesn't have the sound of a, a, o. So how should we move this? Have you seen some of your friends? Sometimes they are very active. They move. Okay. Sometimes they are very, very lazy. They are running out of energy. Right?
When people don't do their social stuff.
Like Mahdi today, he is running out of energy. Are you running out of energy?
Running out.
Just one question.
If someone is too tired, you kind of, yeah,
push it.
You help it. You help it to move.
Like,
or sometimes, yeah, you punch it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, yeah. When you punch, okay, it just produces a sound. Okay. It produces a sound. Yes. So. So, whenever a letter has sukun, so the rule is this, that the previous letter, which has the harakat, okay, Mahdi? Okay, Hadi? Okay, Minhal? Okay, Yahya? So, okay, dear brothers and sisters, whenever a letter has sukun on the top of it, you have to ask the previous letter for help. Hey, help me move this. Help me say this. Help me pronounce this.
You don't have any voice, then how you can say
it? Yeah. So, the previous letter should help it.
Yeah.
Punch it to produce a sound.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So now suppose there is one ba, there is one alif hamza, okay? Alif with fatha. What? Alif with fatha. Then there is one ba. Ba which has sukun. Alif has fatha. How do you read alif? Ba has sukun. How do you read ba? Ba. No, ba has sukun. How do you read ba? You can't read it. It is a ba, but you can't read it. Ba, be, bo. Yeah, sukun means there is no a, e, o. So how should we read this?
We should punch it.
Should punch it by what?
Yeah, by alif.
By alif. Alif should punch it.
Yeah.
Punch
yeah.
Alif.
I'm alif.
Oh, punch him. Okay. So punch. Alif should punch that ba. Okay. So we use the harakat of a of alif to help us say the sound of ba. Okay. How do you say this? Join them. Merge. Ab. Good.
Ab.
Good. Now change. Now change ba with jim.
Aj.
Good. Now change jim with dal.
Ad.
With sin.
As.
Sheen.
Ash.
If.
Ash.
Fa. Fa. Sorry. If.
Af.
Af. Qaf.
Aq.
Aq.
Wow.
Wow.
Ow.
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 He hit me.
So that's easy, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now let's practice some examples with kasra. Now kasra. Okay. So now that alif has kasra this time. Again, ba has sukun. How do you read it now?
Ib.
Change ba to ra.
Ir.
Za.
Is.
Pa.
Ip.
Fa.
Is.
Ha.
Is.
Ha.
Ir.
Ain. That's very easy, right? Yes, simple as that. Mashallah. You're very, very talented. Did you know that?
No.
Do you know that I can do this?
Because you're very talented. This talent is a blessing, a very, very great blessing from Allah Almighty. So for this blessing, let's everyone say, huh?
Loud salawat.
No. Yeah, salawat is good, but let's recite salawat, then I will tell you what to say.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Whenever, remember.
Alhamdulillah.
Oh, that's it. Whenever you want to give thanks to Allah Almighty, you say?
Alhamdulillah.
Or shukran lillah.
Shukran lillah.
Okay, so because talent is a blessing from Allah Almighty, very important one, let's say everyone, Alhamdulillah.
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 So I really give thanks to Allah Almighty that I have this kind of talented students in this class. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. So good. When we start, we say Bismillah. When we finish, for example, a class, we say Alhamdulillah. When you start eating, you say Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. When you finish eating, you say
Alhamdulillah
Rabbil Alamin. Yes. Bismillah means I start. Alhamdulillah means
I finish.
Thanks to Allah, I finish. And a praise be to Allah. Yes. All praise is to Allah.
Praise belongs to Allah.
Great. Only Allah, not the other ones.
Yeah, not okay? Others. There's not other.
Okay, so Now let's make some examples. Okay. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Oh, we didn't make example with Yes?
Oh, yeah.
With
yeah.
So, that's me. Okay. Ub. Good. Ub. Change ba to
ta.
To what?
Uj.
Ta.
Ut.
Now to dhal.
Ut. Udhi.
With kaf.
Dhuan.
Ok. So, now, try to say all of them together. Now, all of them together. With ba sakin.
Ib.
E with ba sakin. And O with ba sakin.
Ab, ib,
ob. Good.
Ab, ib, ob.
So one by one. Okay, one by one.
Ibib.
So hadi. Say.
Ab, ib, ob.
Now change ba to ta.
At, it, ut.
Good. Tha.
Af, is, us.
Thank you. Now jim.
Ja, ji, ju.
Aj, id.
Aj, ij, ut.
Good. Aj, ij, ut. Now ha.
Had.
No, change that jim to ha. And try to sing with alif. Look, this is alif. Jim only changes. Aj, ij, uj, ha. Ah, ih, uj, ha. Ah, ih, uj, da. At, ih, uj. Easy. right?
The.
So min had
the.
Okay, min had dal.
Ad ed od.
Good. Change it with dal.
Fif.
Ad ed od.
Next.
As Jesus.
Next one. Ra.
Ar ar
ar.
Ar ar or.
Ar ar or. Good. Good.
As.
Gal gal gal.
Good. Seen.
As
gal
os.
As ish
osh.
Good. Thank you. Swat.
S S O.
Good. As is.
As us.
Good. Next one.
As is is. As is od.
Uh huh. Next one.
As.
Ah. Pa pa.
Body do.
Pa.
Body
do.
Pa.
At the ed od.
Nice. Next one.
As is od.
Good. Ein.
Ayo ayo.
Ah. Yeah. Or. Here we understand the difference between ayn and a. Yes? If you say it means two hamza you have. But you have one hamza, one ayn, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or. Rain, rain, rain.
Ah, ir, or.
Good. Now, next one.
My do I start off? Ta, te, to.
Fa, fa. Look at me. Fa, fa.
Oh, fa.
F E O F
O F K K O
A K E K O
A K E K O
Okay. Kof
Kev Kiv Ku
A K E K O
A K E K O.
Why do you forget every time?
N in un.
Okay, good. Mim
Mem Mim Om
Am Im Om
Am Im Om.
Okay, Muhammad Yahya. He just missed the skipped lam.
Al il ul.
Al il ul. Good. And Hamza.
That's good.
I. With wow.
Ui.
With wow.
Ui.
With wow this time.
What?
Wow.
Ow.
Yeah. Okay. Alhamdulillah, that was easy. That was nice. Okay. We just had a fun time this session, yes? Okay, good. Now, let's change let's say jim with another letter. Okay? Jim has fatha, dal. Can you say dal has sukun, jim has fatha?
Jad,
Jud,
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 Jud, Jud, Jud, Jud.
Okay, now Jim with Jim.
Jad, Jud,
Jim with Jim.
Jad, Jud,
Jad, Jud,
Jad,
Jud,
Jad,
Jud,
Jad, Jud,
Jad, Jud,
Jud,
Jad, Jud,
Now Shin with Nun.
Shin, Shin, Shun, Shin, Shin, Shun.
So the first one has fatha, the second one has sukun. Okay. So at the end, I really give thanks to Sevier International School Network and also IRIB English Radio, who has been supporting and helping us and holding this kind of Quranic sessions. May Allah inshallah reward them as well in this world here and in hereafter inshallah. Okay, may Allah Almighty bless us all. May inshallah Lady Fatima salamu alayha be happy with us. Okay. And let's recite the salawat of Lady Fatima and end this session. Okay? Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha wa ba'liha wa baniha wa sirrin mustawa mustafiha bi'adadi ma ahata bihi. Inshallah, may Allah resurrect us all with her, inshallah, and give us the reward of Jannah. Recite us, salallahu alayhi
wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjil farajah.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنة الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma la ajidu lidhunubi ghafira ولا لقبائحي ساترا ولا لشيء من عمل القبيح بالحسن مبدلا غيرك. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك وبحمدك. ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي.
Brothers and sisters, in this part of this divine supplication, the commander of the believers starts saying, Allahumma la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira. O Allah, I find no forgiver of my sins. Wala liqabaihi satira. And no concealer of my wicked acts. وَلَا لِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عَمَلِيَ الْقَبِيحِ بِالْحَسَنِ مُبَدِّلًا غَيْرَكَ. I find no transformer of any of my wicked acts into good acts but you. Now let's discuss each of these parts separately. At first, اللَّهُمَّ لَا أَجِدُ لِذُنُوبِ غَافِرًا. O Allah, I find no forgiver of my sins. One of the attributes of the compassionate Allah is forgiveness. It means that Allah would pardon human sins, provided of course that they truly repent from their previous wrongdoings and misbehaviors. The sinners should be hopeful of the Almighty Allah's forgiveness, for the simple fact that Almighty Allah will excuse the crimes if the sinner avoids sins and be adorned with righteous deeds afterwards. Hopelessness of Almighty Allah's forgiveness is itself a major sin, which is doomed to chastisement, and according to the Holy Quran, equals disbelief. The Holy Quran itself says, إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسْ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Surely, none despairs of Allah's mercy except the unbelieving people. What the Almighty Allah wants the servants to know is that they believe in the fact that He is the forgiver of sins. And in this way, He will attract more servants to His side, to the side of mercy, to the side of reaching salvation. That's what He wants. The Holy Quran itself declares to the sinners not to be desperate of Almighty Allah's mercy, because Allah would forgive all the sins. We have explained this verse, this beautiful, vast verse of the Holy Quran in previous programs. It says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Oh, my people who have been prodigal against yourselves, لَا تَقْنُتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. do not despair of God's mercy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Surely, God forgives sins altogether. إِنَّهُ وَالْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is surely the all-forgiving, the all-compassionate.
Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret. Your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you, glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through. That God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
We have many verses of the Holy Quran indicating that God Almighty would pardon the wrongdoing of every sinner. The sentences like إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, Allah is all-forgiving, all-compassionate. Or this verse, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, be careful of your duty to Allah, and surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. They are all to teach us that we shouldn't despair of God's mercy. But of course, this forgiveness is on one condition. The Holy Quran says, فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ. Whoever repents after his wickedness and reforms himself, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ, then surely Allah will turn him mercifully. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, Allah is forgiving, merciful. So, the one who repents from his previous sins, avoids major sins after repentance, and somehow does not insist on committing minor sins, compensates his delayed obligatory deeds and recompenses people's property that have been due on him, he would get completely subjected to Almighty Allah's mercy and forgiveness. And this is the exact thing that different verses of the Holy Quran and also the traditions and narrations suggest. Dear listeners, we'll talk about this more, God willing, in the next program. Thank you for staying with us.
والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
This is IRIB English Radio.
Please log on to our website www.parstoday.com/EM.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Democracy of religion from Imam Khomeini's point of view. This is the words of Imam Khomeini. The rule of Islam is the rule of law. In this form of government, sovereign